Today's daf is Vachem Daf Samach Dalet. We are 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Samach Gimel Amid Beis, the two dots, Bechol Mokoyim, Hoysa, Ksheira, Vechulu. So, yesterday, 7.5 years ago, we began a new sugya, really a new chapter of Meseches Vachem, and that is the sugya of Oifos. An Oif can come either in the form of a chatas or an oila, much less options than in the event that the carbon was a behema. And as a result, really, the sugyas that are coming up now are going to be discussing the halachas of chatas oif, discussing the halachas of oila oif, also many of the differences that you have in the technical aspects of the avoida between the chatas oif and the oilas oif. As a matter of fact, the name of the very next perek is chatas oif, an entire perek that's going to address these issues. Now, the first halacha that we saw regarding an oif was with regards to the chatas oif, and the Mishnah said chatas oif hoisa nases al keren dremis maravis. So the chatas oif's avoida was done on the mizbeach, specifically on the corner of the mizbeach. Which corner? Droimis maravis. Then the Mishnah continued and said, ubechol makim hoisa ksheira. Really, you were able to do the avoida anywhere on the mizbeach. Ela ze hoisa mekayim. Stating that this was the place that you were supposed to do it. The Gemara now is going to begin with a very obvious question, and that is, my kamar, what in the world is the Mishnah talking about? Chatas oif hoisa nasis al keren droimis maravis. Sounds like that's where it has to be. Then, ubechol makim hoisa ksheira. It sounds like you could do it anywhere on the mizbeach. Ela ze hoisa mekayim. It's in Tzveitam. All sounds like it has to be by the Keren Dremis Marav. Says the Gemara, my Kamar, what does the Mishnah mean to say? Amar Ravashi, Ravashi said, Hachi Kamar. This is what the Mishnah means to say. B'chol Mokim Hoysek Sheira Limali Kasa. When the Mishnah says that B'chol Mokim Hoysek Sheira, it's talking about the Malika of the Chatas Oif. When the Mishnah continues and says, Elazeh Hoysa Mikoima, it's referring to Haza Asa. It's talking about the Haza. In other words, there were many avoidas, naturally, that were done with a Chatas Oif, just like there were many avoidas that were done with every carbon. Specifically, there was Malika and there was Haza. Malika is the equivalent thereof to the Shechita. Haza is the equivalent thereof of the Zrika. Now, how exactly Malika was done, we're going to see that Be'ez Hashem at the end of the daf. Don't try that at home. How exactly Hazah was done? We're going to see that also at the end of the daf. But the point is, there was Malika, there was Hazah. They're both avoidas of the Chatas Oif, but not the same avoida. Incidentally, the Gemara now is also going to talk about another avoida that was done with the Chatas Oif, and that is Mitzui. Mitzui is the equivalent thereof to Shvicha Shirayim. So after the Hazah was done, after the proverbial Zrika was done, there was always leftover dan, and that leftover dan, you had a take and put on the mizbeach through this avoida that was known as mitzui. They would take the oif, they would squeeze it against the wall of the mizbeach, and whatever dam was inside would end up coming out. But the point that Rav Ashi is making is that when the Mishnah says ubacham makam hoisek sheira, and then the Mishnah says elazah hoisem akayma, it's talking about two different avoidas that were done with the chatas oif. Ubacham makam hoisek sheira is referring to the malika. Elazah hoyem akayma, that's referring to the azah. Now, just to be clear, when we say ubacham makam hoisek sheira regarding malika, it means not only b'chol makim b'mizbeach. It means b'chol makim b'azara, right? That's pashin. Malika of the chatas oif did not have to be done on the mizbeach. Now we're gonna see in the next daf that the malika of the oilas oif had to be done on the mizbeach. But there's a lot of differences between the chatas oif and the oilas oif. And one of them is that as it relates to the chatas oif, there was no din that the malika had to be on the mizbeach. So when we say b'chol makim hoisek sheira, referring to the malika, it means b'chol makim b'azara. Just to add one more point, that when the Mishnah began, chatas oif hoisek nasas al keren dremis maravis, it means even the malika. You see it from the way the Gemara is explaining the Mishnah now, that u'b'chol makam hoisek sheira, the malika, elazah hoisek mekayma li'ikuva, that's referring to the azara. But it sounds like that when we talk about the chatas oif being done al keren dremis maravis, it means everything. It means the malika, it means the hazar, it means the mitzoy. But the chelik of it that is kosher b'dieved is the chatas oif, the chelik of it, of zeh hoisa mekayma, that's the azar. So what does it even mean that L'chatchila, the Malika was supposed to be done al Karen Dremes Maravis. It does not mean that on the Mizbech by Karen Dremes Maravis. But what it means is on the Azara next to Karen Dremes Maravis. So the point is that the Malika was done in the Azara. L'chatchila was supposed to be done on the Ritzpas Azara al Karen Dremes Maravis. U'b'chom malkam hoisik sheir. If you want, you could do it anywhere. El Azah hoisam mekayma. That's referring to the Azara. The Azara, Vada had to be done on the Mizbech. That's the equivalent thereof of Azrika. And which part of the Mizbech? It had to be done on the Karen Dremes Maravis. Says the Gemara, Tanin Alad Tan Rabbanan. If that's Pshat in the Mishnah, it's actually supported by a Brice. What does the Brice say? Malka b'chol malkam ha-mizbeach. Chair. In the event that the Malika was done anywhere on the Mizbeach, it's going to be kosher. He's a Dama b'chol malkam chair. In the event that the Hazah was done in any part of the Mizbeach, that too is going to be kosher. He's a veloy mitzah kshera. In the event that hazah was done, but there was no mitzah that was done, it's going to be kosher. And then the price concludes and says, ubavad sheyitein michut hasikra ulamata midam nefesh. That you have to make sure, it's critical, that the hazah be done, michut hasikra ulamata, has to be done on the lower part of the Mizbeach. Now the truth is, that we saw also in the Mishnah on Daf Samach Gimel. The Mishnah had mentioned that the chatas ha'oifs avoida on the mizbeach was done lemata michot hasikra. It's a little bit of a chiddush because the chatas behema we know was brought lemaila michot hasikra, but the chatas ha'oif was done lemata michot hasikra. So the brisa fears is that ubavad sheite michot hasikra lemata midam nefesh. You have to make sure that the hazah is going to be done lemata michot hasikra. You also have to make sure that the hazah is being done with the dam hanefesh, just like every zrika had to be done with the dam hanefesh. So too, this hazah had to be done with the dam hanefesh as well. So the Gemara says that the way Rav Ashi is explaining the Mishnah, b'chom akum ha'isik sheir is malika. El hazah yimakayim is referring to the hazah. This Mishnah, the way Rav Ashi just fashioned it, is really supported by a brisa. What did the brisa say? Malka b'chom akum b'mizbeach ksheira. He's a dama b'chom akum ksheira. He's a v'loy mitzah ksheira. U'bevad sheita mechot asirku lamata midam hanefesh. Now, before we understand what the support from this brisa is to the Mishnah, the Gemara asks the question that it asked on the Mishnah, and that is, my kamar, how exactly do you understand the Braisa? And the reason the Gemara doesn't understand how to read the Braisa is specifically because there seems to be a stira in terms of whether the makam of the Hazah is going to be ma'akif. The Braisa said, he's a dama b'chol makam k'shera. It sounds like you could do it wherever you want. And then the last line of the Braisa was, u'bavad she'ita michut hasirku lamata b'dam ha'nefesh. It sounds like, no, you can't just do the Hazah wherever you want. There's a very specific place. It has to be so the Gemara says, let's explain what the Braisa means, and then we'll see that the Braisa is supporting the Mishnah. This is the way you read the Braisa. If you want to do Malika anywhere on the Mizbeach, it's going to be kosher. If you do the Mitzoy any place in the Mizbeach, that's going to be kosher as well. The reason that you could do the mitzvah anywhere you want is she'im hizavalei mitzvah k'sheira. Because if you do the hazah and not do the mitzvah at all, it would be kosher. So if the mitzvah is not ma'akiv, certainly the makam of the mitzvah can't be ma'akiv. The brisa concludes, ubavad, the only thing that is important is sheyite michot hasikra ulamata b'dam hanefesh, that the hazah be done in the right place. And that is something that in fact will be ma'akiv. The point is that the Mishnah never said he's a b'chol makom ha-mizbeach k'shera, the Braisa that is. The Braisa said mitzvah b'chol makom ha-mizbeach k'shera, and fakir ubavad sheyite michot hasikra ulamata b'dam hanefesh, that's referring to the hazah, and that actually has a very specific place where you have to put it. But the point is that after you do surgery on the Mishnah and you do surgery on the Braisa, Tanin Elad Tan Rabban, and they're both saying the same thing. And that is, there's an Avoida, there's a Chelik of the Chatas Oif where the Makim was Ma'akiv, and then there's a Chelik where the Makim was not Ma'akiv. What was Ma'akiv? The Hazah. The Hazah was Ma'akiv. What was not Ma'akiv? The Malika and the Mitzoy. Now, what is Ma'akiv? Was Ma'akiv to be done where? It was Ma'akiv that it be done by the Keren Dremes Maravis, and it be done limato michot hasikra. Either go. Going back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah really launched the topic of oifis. The opening halacha was chatas oif hoise nasas al Keren Dremes Maravis, ubecha makam oisek shera, which we now know means malika and mitzoy, elazel hoise makayma, referring to hazah. And then the Mishnah digressed. The Mishnah said that we just mentioned the Keren Maravis Dromus Maravis, specifically as relates to the avoid of the Chatas Ha'if, so you should know that this Karen really served a lot of different purposes. Specifically, the Mishnah had said, Ushloisha Dvarim Hoysa Oysa Karen Mishamesh Aslamata. There were three things that that Karen in the Mizbeach was used for, specifically that Karen Abba Limata, Michota Sikra, Ushloisha Mamala. And then there were another three things that that Karen was used for, specifically Lamaila Michota Sikra. What were the things? Milmata, the three things that were Milmata were Chatas Ha'if. The Hazav, the Chatas Ha'if had to be Milmata. The Hagoshois, the Avoid of Hagosha with the Karben Mincha had to be Lamata Michota Sikra by that Karen of Dreimus Maravis. Ushari Adam, additionally, the Shvich HaShirayim was done there as well. Milmailon, what were the three things that were Milmailon? Nisuch Hayayin, the Nisuch Hamayim, the Oilos Ha'oif, and the Oilos Ha'oif, not always, but only Kishahiraba B'Mizrach, when there was too much action going on by the Keren Droimis Mizrachis, then they would move it over to the Keren Droimis Maravis. So there's a lot of different things that we just mentioned that Droimis Maravis was used for. Three Milmata, three Milmala. The Gemara now is going to go through some of this. Says the Gemara, Shloisha Dvarim vechulu. So the first of the three things that were done by the Keren Dremis Maravis Mil Mata was the Chatas Ha'if. Says the Gemara, how do you know that? Hoda Maron. We just spoke about that. And when did we speak about that? 7.5 years ago, yesterday, right? We spoke about that. The Gemara said that we compare the Chatas Ha'if to the Karben Mincha, and just like the Agosh of the Mincha had to be by Karen Dremis Maravis, so too the Chatas Ha'if had to be by Karen Dremis Maravis as well. Says the Gemara, Hagoshois of the Karben Mincha, that Gufa, how do you know it had to be over there? Because it says, El Pnei HaMizbeach, specifically it says, Lefnei Hashem, El Pnei HaMizbeach, and the Gemara brought, Machlokes Tanaim, how exactly to learn this pasuk, but the point is, it has to be a place that's going to satisfy Sai Lefnei Hashem, which is Mairiv, and Sai El Pnei HaMizbeach, which is Darn. That's how you come up with Dremis Maravis. Shiori Adam, how do you know the Shvich HaShirayim had to be by that corner? The Chsiva is called, Dam Apar Yishpoich, El Yisoid Mizbach Ha'ilo, and it's really the punchline of the next words, Asher Pesach HaYomoyed. So it had to be by the Pesach HaYomoyed. Which part of the Mizbeach is Pesach HaYomoyed? That's going to be the Droimis Maravis. That's where the Shvich HaShirayim had to be done as well. Now, all three of those things had to be done L'mata Michot HaSirka. There were another three things that had to be done in that corner, and those were done Milmaila. Says the Gemara, what were those three things? Nisuch HaMayim, V'Hayayin, V'Oilas Ha'oif, Kishahiraba Mizrach, says the Gemara, my taimo, and specifically the Gemara's question of my taimo is, how do we know that lechatchila, the oilas ha'oif, was supposed to be by Droimus Mizrachis, and that the only time it was done by Droimus Maravis is in the event that it was Rabba, there was too much going on by Droimus Mizrachis. Meaning, the Chatas Ha'if, we have a Makar, we know that it was supposed to be by Droimus Maravis. So you would think, if the Chatas Ha'if was done there, maybe the Oilos Ha'if should also be done there. It's Mavur not that way. It's Mavur that it was done there sometimes. Kishei Rabba, it's like a good B'di'evet, it's a backup. But you want to know the Chatchila, that's not the place it was supposed to be. What is the place that it's supposed to be the Chatchila? It's supposed to be on the other side. It's supposed to be on Droimus Mizrachis. The question is, what's the Makar to this? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, and said, I'll tell you how we know. It's based on a Sfarah. And the Sfarah is because the area of Dremis Mizrachis was very close to the Beis HaDeshen, and it's for that reason it made sense that that's where the Avodah of the Oilos Ha'oif should be done. Now, what's even Pashup Shan in this? So Pashup Shan in this is because there were certain parts of the Oilos Ha'oif that had to be thrown into the Beis HaDeshen. So when we get into the Avodah of the Oilos Ha'oif, it's really a Mishnah coming up in tomorrow's daf, we're going to see that there were certain innards of the Oilos Ha'oif that had to be thrown in the Beis HaDeshen. So therefore, they did the Avodah in a place that was next to the Beis HaDeshen. It's like this, when the Kohen has to throw it there, he's going to be close. And like this, that's something that he would very easily be able to do. Now, where exactly was the Beis HaDeshen? So in the course of these next 10 or so lines, the Gemara is going to go into a very descriptive detail in terms of exactly where it was. But for this second, all we need to know is that it's on the side of the ramp, It's on the side of the Kevish of the Mizbeach, and it's on the Mizrach side. So the point is, if you're going to be Deroimus Mizrachis, you're not going to be far from the Beis Hadesha. If, however, you're going to be Deroimus Maravis, so then you're on the complete other side of the Mizbeach. Remember, the Mizbeach is 32 Amos by 32 Amos. It's pretty big. So you're going to be very far from the Beis Hadesha. It's for that reason, Rabbi Yechanan says, it's as Asfaru. Mipnesha Kroiva Mi Beis Hadesha, and it's for that reason, that's what was on. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan said, take a look at how strong the Kehanim were. Because there's no part of the oif that is lighter, meaning that weighs less than the mura and the noitza. And these are the two parts of the oilos oif that were thrown into the Beis Hadeshen. Now, and there were times that the Kohen would have to throw the Mura and the Noitza more than 30 Amos. When would those times be? In the event that the avoid of the oilos oif is being done by Droimus Maravis. Now, in order to get it from there to the Beis Hadeshen, he has to throw it. It's a very, very long shot. And to throw something so light so far is something that counterintuitively requires a tremendous amount of strength. And said Rabbi Yochanan, take a look, kama gadol koichon shel koyhanim. Now, how do you know that they sometimes had to throw it yoisem yibishloishem amot? Meaning, that's not just a guzma more than 30 amas. Sounds like that's a real number. Tell me that it was a long-range shot, the Seder. But Yosemi B'Shloishem Amma, it sounds like he knows this number from somewhere. So, Mar says, Rabbi Yechanan explained, the time we learned in a Mishnah. And this Mishnah is a Mesechtes Tamid that's talking about the Avodah of the Trumas Hadeshen. So we know that every single morning, the first Avodah that was done in the Beis HaMikdash was, the Kohen would do the Trumas Hadeshen. And this Mishnah explains a little bit how this went. Not Al, the Kohen that was Zoicha, right, he won the Gairo of Mesechtes Yuma fame, so he wins the girl to be able to do Trumas Hadeshen. So he would take Machta Shal Kesef, he would take a shovel that was made out of silver, and he would go to the top of the Mizbech, and he would go to the Marocha where all the coals were, and he would start moving the coals this side and that side. The point is, he's trying to get to the innermost coals. And he would take the real fabrenta ones, the ones that are all the way in Pnimius, and he would put it in the shovel for Yoyred, and then he would walk it down the ramp of the Mizbech. As soon as he got to the floor of the Azara, Machzapan of Klapit Snafin. So he's walking down the ramp, right? So if he's walking down the ramp, we know the Mizbeach, the length of the Mizbeach is Tzofin to Darim, right? So he's going from north to south. He comes down, now he's going to be Machzapan of Klapit Tzofin, which basically means he's going to go 180 degrees. He's going to turn around, and instead of being facing the south, facing Darim, now he's going to be facing Tzofin. Now, he doesn't turn around and walk back up to Mizbeach, right? So he has to walk a little to the side. So he walks to the Mizrach side of the Kevesh. So if you can visualize it, the Meiriv side of the Kevesh would be Bein Ulam Vilim Mizbeach, getting closer to the Heichel and Lefnai Vilifnim. So he's walking farther away. So he's Heilech Lemizrach Yishal Kevesh, Ke'eser Amos, and he goes up north, meaning 10 Amos. So it's 10 Amos up closer to the Mizbeach, removed from the end of the Kevesh, the end of the ramp. And it was over there that Savras HaGecholim, he would take the Gecholim that he had taken from the Mizbeach, right, the Trumas HaDeshen, and he would make a little pile over there. And where was the pile? Agabi HaRitzpah, it was on the floor. Now, how far removed was it from the Kevesh? We know it's 10 Amos north from the end of the Mizbeach, from the end of the ramp. But how far distance-wise is it from the actual ramp? Meaning, how far Mizrach is it? So the Mishnah says it was Rachik min HaKevesh Loish Tvachim. It was three Tvachim away. Mokoyim shenoisne Mura v'noitza. This was also the place, says the Mishnah, that they used to put the Mura v'noitza. This is also the place that they would put the Dishu Mizbeach HaPnimi. They would put the ashes from the Mizbeach HaPnimi. This is the place where they would put the Dashen from the Menorah. All of that would happen over there. And being that all of that would happen over there, so it's the area that was known as the Beis Hadeshen. So the place that the Trumas Hadeshen was put is the same exact place that the Mura V'Noitza of the Oil Sa'if was put. It's the place that the Dishon of Mizbech HaPnimi was put. It's the place that the Deshon of the Menorah was put as well. Either way, why are we talking about this Mishnah Masech, the Samus Rebechon wanted to bring out how strong the Kayanim were. Specifically, that they were able to take something so light, like the Mura V'Noitza, and they were able to throw it literally 30 amas, right? The Lashon is Yoisim B'Shloshim Amas, even more than 30 amas. So the question is, why does this mean more than 30 amas? And just to be clear, Rabbi Yochanan brought the Mishnah Masechtas Tamid to prove that it was more than 30 amas. Ditanan, what's the Ditanan? What do you see from there? That the Tanan were very strong? No, you see that strong because they're able to throw it far. The Ditanan is that you see from this Mishnah that they threw it Yoisim Mishloishim Amah. So there's somehow math in this Mishnah that says that it was more than 30 amas. Now, what math is there in the Mishnah? There is, right? Mishnah tells you exactly, mamash to the tefach, where the deshen was, or specifically l'inyonena, where the mura v'noitza was going to be thrown to. It's on the mizrach side of the kevesh, 10 amis north from the edge of the kevesh, and also 3 tefachim removed, right? Towards the mizrach. How does that yield a product of Yosef Mishloishim Amos? So there's a long Rashi here that involves math, and Rashi makes the cheshbon. So let's try to do this cheshbon together. So we're talking about where the Kohen right now is standing on the Keren Deroimis Marovis, because there's no room b'mizrachis, and that's where he's doing the Avodah of the Oil Saif. Now, if he's by the Keren Deroimis Marovis, he's at least 3 amis in from where the edge of the Droimus Marovis part of the Mizbech is. The reason is because you always have the Am Yisoyv, you have the Am Yisoyv, and then the Karen itself takes another Am. So the closest to the Karen, Marovis Droimus, that he could be standing, is within 3 Amas from there. Now, how wide was the actual Mizbech? So we know it was a perfect square. It was 32 Amas by 32 Amas. The ramp itself was 16 amas wide by 32 amas long. The 16 amas were smack in middle of the square of the actual Mizbech. So if you put the 16 amas smack in middle, that means you're going to have 16 amas between the two sides. If it's literally in the middle, you can have 8 amas on one side, you can have 8 amas on the other side. Which means, if you want to just break down the math a little bit, the closest that this coin really could be is within 3 amis from the edge of the Mairiv side of the Mizbeach, which means from where he's standing until where the Kevesh starts is going to be 5 amis, right? So there's 8 amis between the Kevesh and the end of the Mizbeach. 3 of those amis in your name don't count. So really what you're left with is 5 amis, right? So the kevesh is in the midway point. There's exactly 8 amis on the Meiriv side of the kevesh towards the end of the Mizbeach. 3 of those amis are not usable, right? And as a result, what you're left with is 5. So there's 5 amis. You have the 16 amis of the actual width of the kevesh, right? And then you have another 3 tfachim on the other side in terms of where exactly the Beis HaDeshen is going to be if you're going Meiriv to Mizrach, if you're going west to east. So you're going to have 5 plus 16 plus another 3 tefachim. You're going to end up with 21 and a half amas. That's basically what the math is going to be, right? It's 5 plus 16 is 21 plus another 3 tefachim, which is a half amas. You're going to have 21 and a half amas. Okay, but this Kohen, when he's going to throw the Mura Venitza, he can't just throw a straight shot. He has to throw it on a diagonal. The reason he has to throw it on a diagonal is because the Beis HaDeshen, the area that he's throwing the Mura V'nitza, is not all the way on the top of the Mizbeach. That's not where it is. But rather, it's Moshuch Klape Dara, right? It's going further south. How far south? Well, we said it was 10 amis if you're going from the bottom of the ramp up towards Tzofen. That means if you're going in the other direction and you're going from the Mizbeach down towards the bottom, what you're going to have is 32 minus 10, which is 22. So you can end up with 22 amas. So really, what this Kohen needs to do now is he needs to throw the Mura V'nitza on a diagonal, and the diagonal is 21 and a half amas one way from west to east, and then it's another 22 amas the other way, going north to south. If you draw that diagonal of approximately, 21 by 23, whatever the exact number is, right, that Be'erich number, what you're going to end up with is you're going to yield a number in Rabbi Yochanan's mind of Yosem Mishloishem Amo. And it's based on the arithmetic of 5 plus 16 plus a half, and 22 the other way. Said Rabbi Yochanan, if I draw that diagonal, Rashi does the actual math for you. But the bottom line is, if you do the math, the number that you're going to end up with is going to be Yosef Mishloish Mama. I mean that it's Yosef Mishloish Mama. That's how I got this number. Freaking Gemara, if you do the math that we just said right now, it's actually more than Yosef Mishloish Mama. It's even a little bit more than 31 Amos. And the Gemara is nickeling and diming the situation. The Gemara is being very precise over here. Says the Gemara, Hanitfemi Tolson Vechad Havion. And again, if you want to know why, just do the math. The number ends up being, Zakrashni, a little bit more than 31. So why are you telling me that it's Yoisem Yishloishim? It's actually more than that. It's more than 31. So the Gemara says, Makam Gavri Loi Chashiv. Rabbi Yochanan, when he did his math, he did his cheshbon, he did not count the place where the person is actually standing. Meaning, the Kayin was three Amos removed from the Meiriv side of the Mizbeach, but he himself takes up approximately an Amma. In Halacha, we assume a person takes up an Amma. So being that the person himself takes up an Amma, so really he's another Amma removed. So do you count that Amma that he's standing in, or do you not count the Amma he's standing in? When we did the math and we said, what's going on? It's actually more than 31 Ammas, because we were cheshbening 21 by 22. But if Makan Gavri Loi Kachashiv, then it's not 21, then it's only 20. If it's 20, it's going to yield a slightly lower number, and that slightly lower number makes it Yosef Mishloshim, not Yosef Mi31, and that's Rabbi Yochanan came up with his. But either way, Rabbi Yochanan's observation on the Mishnah is that l'chatchila the Eilus Oif is supposed to be b'keren Dremis Mizrachis. If there's too much action going on b'keren Dremis Mizrachis, they would move it to Keren Dremis Maravis. Wow, says Rabbi Yochanan. If that's the case, Gevaldik. We could stop right there, and it's a beautiful Gemara. He added that they're able to throw something so light, not just so light. It's like the lightest part of the oif, and they're able to throw Yosef Mishloishim Amma. And that cheshbon of Yosef Mishloishim is actually very, very precise, based on a Mishnah Masech Tostamit. It's predicated on one hanacha, one rule, and that is Makam Gavri Loichash. Either way, going back to the Mishnah. The next part of the Mishnah, what we call the Seif of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah had concluded and said, any person that went up the Mizbeach, he would go to the right side of Mizbeach, and that's the way he would walk up. So what does that mean? That means the ramp is very wide. We just said it's 16 Amos wide, right? 16 Amos, just back of the envelope arithmetic, if you assume an Amos is 2 feet, so it's about 32 feet. So it's very, very wide. So the question is, how do you go up the Mizbeach? You go Kederach HaMelech, you go to the right, you go to the left. So the Mishnah says, Kol Olim LaMizbeach, every person that went up to the Mizbeach, he was Olim Derech Yemin. He would go to the right side of the Kevesh, meaning his right, and that's the way he would walk up. So if he's facing the Kevesh right now, he goes all the way to the Rechtezat, Kolpina Shatapoina, so he's supposed to be Liamin, and that's the way that he would walk up the Kevesh. Umakifin, Viyardin, Derech Smile. And he would be Makif the Mizbech, right? Because you only go rechts when you're Lamayla Mizbech, as we saw in the previous staff. And when the Kayan, therefore, would come down, say he's going a full jug handle, right? He's going all the way around, and when he comes around, he goes down on the Tzad Smile. He ends up being on the left side. Chutz says the Mishnah that this rule, which was true every single time somebody went up to Kevesh and Mizbeach, but there were three exceptions to the rule. Chutz mina oila l'shloisha eila. Following three things, Shahayu Oilin v'yarden al ha'okev. They would go up not on the rechtezait, but they would go up on the linkezait, and not only would they go up on the linkezait, but they would be yarden al ha'okev. They would go down the same way they went up. Now, what exactly are these three things? It's the three things that we mentioned a second ago: the nisach ha'yayin, the nisach ha'mayim, and the oilos ha'oif. And these were the three things that were done by Karen Droimus Maravis Lemaila Michot HaSikra. It's those three things that have in unique that it's Bekerem Maravis Droimus Lemaila. Those are also the three times that the Kohen wouldn't be Oila B'Yamin, he would be Oila B'Smail. Also, he's not going up one way and going down another way. It's unique as well that he's going up and he's going down in the same exact way. Says the Gemara, my time. What's the reason that when it comes to these three things, you don't have the general rule of Kalpina Sha'atapaina, right? The rule is, Layu Ela Derech Yemin. And that's why any person that was Ela Gabi Mizbech would always go by Derech Yemin. So how come when it comes to these things, it's going to be different? Rabbi Yechon said, I'll tell you the reason. Nesachim, as it relates to the Nesachim, the reason he would go up Derech Smoil is Shneme Yisashnu. We're afraid that the Kohen is going to be carrying the Nesachim. He's walking up the Kevesh. He's he's making a kafas on the mizbeach. Mizbeach is huge, right? So by the time you finishes making his rounds, we're afraid that the wine is going to become a little smoky. It's going to get a little bit ruined from all the big fires that are on the mizbeach. And we want the wine. It's mesameach lekim v'anoshim, right? We want it to be very, very good. We don't want to ruin it even a little bit. So it's for that reason, shema yisashnu, it shouldn't get smoke inside of it. So therefore, he would go in that way. The oil sa'if, what was the reason that the oil sa'if was not brought derech him in? How come he went by derech smell? Shema Thomas ba'ashan. There too, because we're afraid that because of the ashan and maracha, he may end up dying. And it's for that reason, we did it in this way. Right now, just to explain this a little bit better, it's obvious. But these avoidas are being done b'keren dreimus maravis. Keren dreimus maravis is literally to the left of the kevesh, right? So the kevesh is in the middle. If you make a right turn, you're going towards Mizrach. So for you to make a right, the way you always went up the Mizbech, and then get the keren maravis dreimus, you're going to first be by Dreimis Mizrachis, and then you're going to be by Tzfoinis Mizrachis, and then you're going to be by Dreimis Tzfoinis, or wherever we're holding now. But you're going to be by Marovis Tzfoinis, and then finally you're going to make it to Marovis Dreimis, or Dreimis Marovis, six of one, half a dozen of another. Bottom line is, until you make it, that you're making all these akofas. So the wine is going to get a little bit spoiled, and this poor oif is going to end up dying. And as a result, to prevent all these things from happening, this is the reason that you do it. So this is Rabbi Yochanan's Chiddush. Mishnah didn't say this. Mishnah said the ikra halacha, that usually you go up derech yamin, over here you go derech smol. What the reason is? This is Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush, and the Gemara now is going to challenge Rabbi Yochanan. I'll ask you a kasha from a Mishnah in Meseches Tamid. By the way, in the previous Gemara, when the Gemara was discussing why it was that lechatchila the Oyla Sa'if was brought by Dreimus Mizrachis, Rabbi Yochanan gave a reason. And Rabbi Yochanan proved his whole Indian from Mishnah Masech Testament. Here too, Rabbi Yochanan is giving a reason for our Halacha and our Mishnah, but here Rabbi Yochanan is not the one that's bringing the Mishnah Masech Testament. This is not the Tanan. This is Fakir. This is a Viraminu, right? But either way, so Viraminu. So we're talking in this Mishnah about the Kohen Gadol. Not the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, which is very often what you think of when you see the Kohen Gadol doing the Avodah, but this is the Kohen Gadol who was Noitel Chelik Barosh, he was Makriv Chelik Barosh, he's allowed to do the Avodah whenever he wants to do the Avodah. Specifically, this Kohen Gadol wants to bring the Ivarim and the Ptarim of the Karbanis, he wants to do the Haktara of the carbon tamid. Additionally, he wants to do the nisach hayayin of the carbon tamid, right? So the tamid involves haktara, obviously, involves nesachim. So these are all things that if he wants to do, he's allowed to do. And the Mishnah describes where the Kohen Gadol, who's neitel and makriv chelik b'rosh, he decided that this is what he wants to do today, so he's on the mizbeach. So the Mishnah says like this, b'loy l'hakiv es ha-mizbeach. So now he had to make his akofas on the mizbeach to do what he needs to do. Me'ayin hu maschel. Where did he start from? Now, if you go through the Mishnah specifically, the Kohen Gadol just finished being makter the emurim of the carbon tamin, and he's going now to be menasech the yayin. So where does he start from? Let's listen to the Mishnah. Mikeren dreimus mizrachis. That's where he starts from, and from there he goes to mizrachis tzafinus. From there he goes to tzafinus maravis. He goes maravis dreimus. He goes literally clockwise. He makes a full hakafa v'noisla yayin lenasech, and that's where he does the nisach hayayin. Nisach hayayin is one of the things that was done where it was one of the things that was done by maravis dreimus. But the point is that he went and he made a fartiga hakofa around the entire mizbech before he went ahead and he did it. What's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is, you want to tell me the Kohen Gadol is different and the Kohen Gadol, for whatever ritualistic reason, this is the way that he's supposed to do it? No one has an issue with that. Right, Roiv of Seder Kachem is Dinen, so that's perfectly okay. But Rabbi Yochanan gave a whole reason, a whole svara, why you can't take the Nesachin for a trip around the Mizbeach. And the reason is Shema Yisashnu. So if there's a Chashash Shema Yisashnu as it relates to a regular Kohen Hedyet on a regular day, then L'chayru, how could the Kohen Gadol be any different? So the Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Yochanan said that you misunderstood the Mishnah. You asked me a kasha from this Mishnah, Geilal the Mishnah, Nochtem Frek. That's not what the Mishnah said. Hakof of a regal. The Mishnah just said that he made a hakafa around the mizbech. Mishnah didn't say he was holding the wine. Who said that? On my Rav. In fact, Rav said, they cannot, may I prove it to you, the Ketani, because if you look at the Mishnah Vayter, it says that when the Kohen Gadol arrives by Maravis the Raimis. It says, Noisnin lo yayin lo nasech. First, they gave him the wine to do the nisach. For like Ketani, it doesn't say, Oimer lo, they tell him, nasech, take the wine that you're already holding and do the nisach. Faker, they had to give him the wine. Shmamina, this is a raya, that faker, he wasn't holding the wine, because there's no way you're ever going to make a kafes around the mizbech with the wine. We want the wine to be the best wine imaginable, and to walk it through this area with fire and smoke and everything happening. Poshit Shemi is Ashnu. This is not something that would ever be done. Zokti Gemara Braisa that elaborates on this thing. Tanu Rabban Kol Olim La Mizbech. Every person would go on top of the Mizbech. Olim Derechim In VeYodim Derech Smol. He would go up. The Recht is that. Would come down on the Link is that. We know that from the Mishnah. Olim Derech Mizrach. They would go up on the eastern part of the Kevesh, the Mizrach side. VeYodim Derech Ma'ariv. And they would go down on the western part, the Ma'ariv side. Right? That's exactly the same thing. If you're being Oyla Derech Yamin, then by definition you're on the Mizrach side. If you're Derech Smol, by definition you're on the Ma'ariv side. Right? Because the right side is the side that is on Mizrach, the left side is the side that's in Ma'ariv. Says the Braisa, what we just said is true for everything with the exception of three things. Chutz min ha'oyla l'shloshet varim halalu. What are the three things? The three things that the Mishnah said. Nisuch ha'mayim, nisuch ha'yayim, oil soif. These are the three things that were done by Karen. D'roimis ma'rovis l'mayla michut ha'sikra. Over there, we don't want you to go up, make a riot, and then turn all the way around. But rather, make an immediate left, and altsved zayin gut. So what did they do over there? Sha'oilin derech ma'ariv. They would go up Derech Ma'ariv. What does Derech Ma'ariv mean on the left side? The yard in Derech Ma'ariv, they'd also come down Derech Ma'ariv. That's the other Chiddush that the Mishnah, that the Braisa is supporting, said was true for those three things. And that is, you go up and you go down on the very same side. Additionally, Oilin Derech Yamin, they would go up on the right side, the yard in Derech Yamin, and they would come down on the right side. And you can't even read this last part of the Mishnah, right? What did the first part of the Mishnah say? Oilin Derech Yemin v'yarden derech smol, which means oilin derech mizrach v'yarden derech ma'ariv, because the yemin is the mizrach side and the smol is the ma'ariv side. And here, when it comes to the shloisha dvarim, they're being oilin v'yarden derech ma'ariv. Well, if ma'ariv is the smol, then it should say oilin derech smol v'yarden derech smol, and it says anything but that. It says oilin derech yemin v'yarden derech yemin. It's a stira. If it's Ma'ariv, it should be Smol, and if it's Yamin, it should be Mizrach. How do you read the Braisa? So the Gemara says, right, Derech Yamin, let's see it inside. We're getting so excited, we forgot to read it inside. Faith the Gemara, Derech Yamin, if they could bring either of a Yorik on the Ma'ariv side, Derech Smol, or it's really Derech Smol, Rabbeinu said, Smol, no, that's your problem, not an issue, go ahead and change Smol. Rava Marava says, I don't like that, you can't just go ahead and just say Tini Smol, right? I said right, I meant left. Rather, my yamin, you want to know what it means, yamin? It means yamin de mizbeach. When we say that derech ma'ariv is derech yamin, what it means is that it's derech yamin from the standpoint of the mizbeach. Umay smol. And when the Mishnah in the Reisha had said derech smol, you know what derech smol means? It means smol de gavra. It means the smol de gavra. In other words, is it my right or your right? Right? Is it my left or your left? Specifically, when it comes to the mizbeach, you can look at it from the right or the left of the Kohen, or the right or the left from the Mizbeach. The Kohen, when he's walking up the ramp, so his right side is going to be Mizrach, right? He's standing now, Darim Tetzafen, so his right is going to be Mizrach, his left is going to be Ma'ariv. If you're the Mizbeach, El Pnei HaMizbeach, the Torah says, right? If you're going to be the Mizbeach, Mizbeach is eating, Achilas HaMizbeach. So if you're looking at it from the standpoint of the Mizbeach, imagine the Pnei HaMizbeach, the face of the Mizbeach is literally the face of a person, so to speak. It's a zach that has a right and a left. Well, then, the right side of the Mizbeach is going to be Ma'ariv, and the left side of the Mizbeach is going to be Mizrach. So the ratio of the Braisa, Kol Oilin LaMizbeach, Oilin Derech Yamin, V'Oilin Derech Smol, Oilin Derech Mizrach, V'Oilin Derech Ma'ariv, implying that what? That Mizrach is Yamin and Ma'ariv is Smol. That's from the standpoint of the Gavra, the safe of the Braisa that says, Chutz Mena Oilu Shleishet Bar Malolu, Sh'Oilin Derech Ma'ariv, v'yarden derech ma'ariv, oilin derech yamin, v'yarden derech yamin, where it's mavur that ma'ariv is the yamin, that's looking at it from the standpoint of the mizbeach. From the standpoint of the mizbeach, the al pnei ha'mizbeach, it's recht azayt is ma'ariv, it's link azayt is going to the mizrach. But the Gemara asks the obvious question on Rafa. How could you have one baraisa that changes the definition of right and left? Right? I mean, right? Al yamin shu smol, v'al smol shu yamin. This is literally this braisa. How could you have one braisa where the resha and the sefer has a different definition of the most basic word, and that is right or left? Says the Gemara, Vinisni, meaning, Oy idi vi idi de mizbech, Oy idi vi idi de gavra, L'chayr, the Braisa should make a decision. You want to look at it from the standpoint of the mizbech, gizintayit. You want to look at it from the standpoint of the gavra, gizintayit. But how could you go ahead and slice and dice between a reish and a sefer Braisa? The Gemara says it's a good kasha. In fact, kasha, hayir. Right? Kasha, which of course in English means, I hear. Either way, moving along. So this next mission that we're about to learn is going to be the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch version of how the Chatas Ha'if was brought. The mission after that is going to be the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. It's actually a longer mission, so that's more like the Shulchan Aruch of exactly how the Oilas Ha'if was brought. We're going to do the mission of Chatas Ha'if now. The mission of Eilu Saif Ezer Hashem Morgan says the Helige Mishnah Chatas Saif Ketzad Hoytzenas. How exactly was the Chatas Saif brought? Haya Moilek Es Roisham Imul Arpa. So the first thing that the Kohen would do is he would do Malik, and the Malik was done from the back of the neck of the bird. So the Oifos did not have Shechita done to them, but rather they had Malika done to them. Now, just to be clear, when it comes to Chulin, when you slaughter chulin of oifos, like chicken, you don't do malika, you do shechita. So the concept of shechita applies to oifos just like it applies to zvachim. From an inherent perspective, there's no reason you shouldn't do shechita. Now, there's nafkamina, shechita's behemah, beisimanim, shechita's slave is only simanecha. But the point is that avada, when it comes to chulin, you do shechita with a knife. When it comes to kachim, there's a chiddush, you do malika. And really, this malika is a very big chiddush. Because we know shechita lav avodah. Malika is an avodah, but again, these are all in yonim that we're going to get to. So sok the mission again, chattas oif ketzadoysa. Now it says the first thing is malika. And where was the malika done? It was done mimul arpa, from the back of the neck. The imei maftal. Very important. The kohen had to make sure that he didn't sever the head from the guf. So even though he did malika and he's getting the blood out, but at the same time, on some level, the head has to still be attached to the guf. And then he would do hazar from the blood of the chata sa'if on the wall of the mizbech. Shiori adam. What about the shiraim? Right, doesn't say he would pour it on the yisoid. He would do this special aveda known as mitzui. The only thing that went on the mizbech was the dam, as opposed to what? As opposed to basa. There's no basa, there's no imurim, there's no chelik of the flesh of the chata sa'if that went on the mizbech. What went with the flesh, meaning who did it go to? V'chulu l'kayarim. It all went to the kayarim. So the chata soif, this is one of the big chedushim, that it's the exact opposite of the oilo. The oilo was kulay kolo, and the chata soif is fakarit. It's zero kolo. It's kulay kayarim oichlem ubaylam mischab. It's talking about Tana Rabbanan. A braisa that elaborates on some of these ideas. These are midama chatos. The Torah says, regarding the hazah of the chata soif, the hizo, you should do the hazah from the dam of the chatos. We learn from here, miguf hachatos. We learn, ki ilu it says, the hizo me hachatos. Not put it into a klisharis and do a tfilas etzpa, not do a kabbalah mitazrika, but rather the tahazah should be directly from the chatas. Okay, so how exactly do you do this? Oiches b'roish u'beguf. You hold on to the roish and the guf umaza, and you do the hazah. Now the Rishonim speak out that when it says oiches b'roish u'beguf, it doesn't mean the kohen had to be holding the head and holding the guf. The point is he has to be holding the oif when the roish and the guf are still intact. That's the Israel lo yavdol. You have to make sure that there was no avdol between the Rosh and the Guf. That's what this is referring to. Al-Kira Mizbeach. It says in the Torah, V'hiza midam achatos, where was the hazah done? So it was done Al-Kira Mizbeach. You learn from here that it has to be on the wall of the Mizbeach. It's not such a chiddush what the price is about to say. V'loy Al-Kira Kevesh, not on the wall of the Kevesh. Okay, it's a little bit of a chiddush because the Kevesh on some level is part of the Mizbeach. V'loy Al-Kira Heichel, not on the wall of the Heichel. V'loy Al-Kira Ulam, and not on the wall of the Ulam. The Isra. Okay, then which Kir? Yeah? Zekir hatachti, meaning it's the kir of the mizbech, but which wall of the mizbech? Right. The next question, the eza is which wall? It's the kir hatachtoin. It's lamata michot hasikra. So right, the mizbech could always be divided into the upper part and the lower part. There's like the upper kir and the lower kir. So the eza means which kir? Is it the elyoina or the tachtoina? The answer is it's the kir hatachtin. Says the brayz mechtesi oyein el kir elyoin. Right. What does it say? It says v'hiza midam achatos al kir hamizbeach. So good. We know mizbeach, not the kevesh, not the heichel, not the ulam. But mechtesi, it's the tachtoin, maybe it's the elyon, and in fact, the Braisa says, I'll prove it to you, v'dinu. It actually makes sense, logically, that it should be what? It should be the elyon. When it comes to a behemah. Where the din is that an oilus behemah goes lamata michot hasikra. Chatos lamalo. The chatos behemah goes lamata michot hasikra. Oif. By the oilus oif. She oilus lamalo. Where even the oilus goes lemaila. Ein oydin shechatos lemaila. Certainly, the chadash should be lemaila. Meaning, you see that an oif is more shaykh to lemaila from the oila, because the oila's behema goes lemata, yet the oila's oif goes lemaila. So, kal v'chaymer the chatas behema which goes lemaila. For sure, the oif which is more shaykh to lemaila should go lemata. So again, how do you know that the kira is the kira tachtoin? The oid, the dinu, based on kal v'chaymer, the midrash hatayin addresses behem. If the oil soif should go lamaila, kal v'chaymer that the chatzos soif should be lamaila as well. Talmud loymar, I hear what you're saying, but it's the next words in the pasuk. It says v'hanishar badam yimotze al yisoidam esbeach. And we learn from those words, kir shashirayim shaloi mesmatzen li yisoid ve'eze zakir atachten. That you want to know where you're supposed to do the hazah. You're supposed to do the hazah on the kir, which wall? Meaning the upper wall, the lower wall. Well, which one is going to allow for the dam to eventually go to the yisoid of the mizbeach? The kir elyon is not going to allow for that. The kir atachten is going to allow for that. Why won't the kir elyon allow for that? Because there's a hefsek. What's in between the soiviv is going to get in the way. The kira tachtin is a straight shot to the yisoid. It's going to go right down. And therefore, it must be, it's talking about the kira tachtin. So says the Gemara, you want to know when it says, al kira mizbeach, how you know it's referring to the kira tachtin? It's from the next words. Because it says, mefurish, v'hanish ba'dam yimotze. Because the dam that is on the kir is going to eventually go al yisoid mizbeach, on the yisoid mizbeach. And the kir, ha'elyon, has no way of going to the yisoid mizbeach. It's only the kira tachtin that can go to the yisoid mizbeach. But what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara asks a very, very, very obvious kasha. Most of these kashas that we just spoke out in today's daf were very obvious, right? What's the obvious kasha? What does the term mean when it says "vanishu b'dam yimotze yisoid mizbeach"? Doesn't mean the shirayim of the dam that you did the hazal with. It means the leftover dam in the oif. There's a new avoda. There's an avoda called mitzui, and that mitzui avada has to be on the kira tachten. Why? Because that has to go to the yisoid. That's the equivalent thereof of the shvicha shirayim. So, frayt the Gemara, v'navid meiloi la'olam the hazal of the chatas oif should be lamaylo. Why? Because first of all, mechtei sanat. Also, v'dinu if the oil soif is lamaylo, kavu chaymer that the chatas oif should be lamaylo. It says in the Torah, you'll do the avoid of mitzoy, which is a whole new avoidah, and that will taka be lamata. On my Rava Sned, I'll tell you where Chazal understood this drasha. Because miksiv yematza, does it say yematza? Yimotze ksiv. It says the word yimotze, right? The kri is v'hanisha b'adam yimotze de memela mashma. And the word yimotze sounds like that the leftover dam is memela going to be yimotze. If all the Torah wanted to tell me was the avoid of mitzoy, it would have said yimotze. Yimotze sounds like, I just told you, v'hizo midam achatos al kiram izbeach. That dam gufa should be yimotze. It's that zelba dam. But enochinami, that if the Torah would have said Yematze, there would be no Gilui. We would assume that it's referring to the Avodah Mitzah. So just to be clear, Avada, when the Torah says Vanishu Adam Yematze, the Pshuta Yishol Mikra means the Avodah Mitzah. Nobody's arguing with that. But what we're saying is that from the fact that the Torah said the word Yematze, and it didn't say the word Yematze, there's an extra limud over here, there's an extra drasha, and that is, not only is there an Avodah called Mitzah, which of course has to be Lamata, because there's no other way for it to get to the Yisoid, but even the Ikra Azah is something that would have to be Le Mata as well. So again, how do you read this pasuk? Right, this price is just darshan the pasuk in the Torah. Vayikra perikay pasuk tes. V'hizo midam achatas. We're talking about the avoid of the chatasoif. The first thing is the hazah had to be done directly. It had to be done directly from the guf achatas. What does it mean from the guf achatas? Number one, there's no keli. Also, the chatas has to be intact. That's another halacha you learn from here. Oiches b'roish v'guf. Right, there's a halacha of lo yav. Additionally, where is the hazah done? Al kir mizbeach. Which kir of the mizbeach? It has to be lemata. How do I know lemata? Because the next words on the Torah are vanish adam yimotze el yisoid hamizbeach chatos. Wait, even though the pasuk side of that part of the pasuk is the avoid of mitzoy, but it doesn't say yimotze. It says yimotze. So you say meres. We learn from there that it's something that could be niskayim, even with the hazah that you had previously done. You have to do the hazah in a place where it's shayich mememelo. It's going to lead to yimotze. One last gemara. Amar Rav Zuchu bar Tuvi Amar Rav. Ketzad molken chatas oif. How was the malika done with the chatas oif? The gemara now is going to bring two versions of how this was done. They're both very technical. I've never tried either one of them. So really, some visual presentation would probably be helpful, but we'll try our best. Said Rab Zucha Bar Tuvia, quoting his Rebbe, the great Rav. Oiches gapov b'shtei etzpois. And Rashi says that the first thing you have to know about Rav's understanding is that the Kohen would take the oif and he would put it in the palm of his hand. So the actual oif is in the palm of his hand. Which hand? The hand that you do the avodah with, which is the rechta hand. Incidentally, the Rambam has a very big chiddush. The Rambam holds that the Kohen held the oif in his left hand. Because if the Kohen was holding the oif in his right hand and he was doing the malika with his right hand, it would be almost impossible. And even though, spoiler alert, the Gemara is going to say in a few lines that the avodah malika was the avodah kasha sheva mikdash, but the Rambam held that to do it in one hand wouldn't just be avodah kasha, it would be impossible. And as a result, as much as it's true, avodah is never done with the left hand, but holding the oif down is not part and parcel of the avodah samalika, and as a result, that could be done with the left hand. But it's not the pashup shot. The pashup shot, it was all done with one hand. So the oif would be in the palm of the kohen, and this is also important, Rashi says, it's face down. So the face of the oif is inside the palm. Why is that important? Because the malika is going to be done mul arpai. So you want the oirif, the mul of the oirif, to be exposed to the fingernail that's about to come of the kohen. Okay, he would take the wings of the oif and he would put them in between two of his fingers, and then he would take the 2 feet of the bird, he would put them between his 2 other fingers, right? So you have the 4 fingers minus the thumb. 2 of them are holding down the wings, the other 2 of them are holding down the feet, okay, and then he would try to stretch with his 4 fingers the neck as close as he can to his thumb, and then with the fingernail of his thumb, boom, umalka, he would go ahead and he would kill the masnisa tana. In a braisa, they taught sipra milavar. They said, yeah, almost everything we agree with the way Rav said it, right? The Brice came before Rav, but everything came out the way Rav had suggested. The only nafkamin is that the tzipor was malabar. So the tzipor, meaning the bird, was not inside the palm, but fakir, it was to the outside. So the tzipor itself is on the back of the palm. It's on the back of the palm. Now, why is it not flowing away? Because again, we'll see, the Kohen's going to be holding it down with his 4 fingers. But the point is, the tzipor is not in his palm. The tzipor is going to be on top of his palm. Again, it's going to be face down. So the oirif is exposed. It's going to be mul oirif. And he's going to have to somehow figure out how to way to do this. Boys, the 2 wings are going to be, had to be held down between 2 of the fingers. The 2 feet between 2 fingers. And now he had to figure out a way, again, to stretch out the neck, to get the oirif over the width of the 2 fingers that are like closest to his thumb, and he would have to do malika, and says the brisa v'zu avoid the kosher shabbat mikdash. This was the hardest avoid to do in the basic mikdash. What, this is the only one? We know those were also very hard. The Gemara says you're right. No one's saying this is the only hard one. You're right. Those were also avoid this kosher, but these were avoid this kosher as well. Either way, 2 different approaches of how exactly the malika was done. The high level nafkamina between the two was the oif inside the palm. Was it milagav or was the oif on the outside of the palm? Was it milavat? Regardless, if you hold the way Rab presented it, ubin masisa tana, one sad hashava is zuhi me avoidois kashois shebe mikdash.